is Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines. The information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Defense of the NSA's constant surveillance of all Americans just reached a new level of absurdity when he compared them to Paul Revere. After blatantly lying, even they realize they don't have any credibility.
We're putting out mindless propaganda is what some of us feel that we're putting out and that what the American people feel that we're putting out.
What's a tyrant to do? Well, you could pull in some corporate billionaires who work hand in glove with the NSA. I'm sure that would help.
So it's not as though government surveillance is absolutely bad in all cases. Is it done in a way that people trust that the normal privacy concerns are being adhered to?
It's interesting that Gates would be talking about trust. Microsoft was the first company to partner with the NSA on violating your trust and spying on you without reason and without a warrant. Internet companies want you to trust them with your data, and the government wants you to give your data to a third party like Microsoft so they can get that data without a search warrant. They merely ask companies like Microsoft, and Microsoft eagerly turns over all of your information. But it's not just Gates with soothing words for the public. Mark Andreessen, Netscape founder, now venture capitalist, took to Twitter this week to defend the NSA, and government cheerleaders and the press were relieved that finally someone had the guts to defend the NSA. Andreessen tweeted, "I increasingly feel like we're on some gigantic collective fainting couch. Oh my word, I can't believe that spy agencies spy. In the U.S., we all collectively hired tens of thousands of our fellow citizens and gave them $75 billion a year with a mission to spy on our behalf." Do you notice the subtle lie here? It's not that the NSA is spying on our behalf. It's that they're spying on us illegally. He completely loses the context of FISA. The F stands for foreign, and it was created because we learned in the 70s, during the Church Commission, that spy agencies weren't just spying. They were engaged in all kinds of criminal activity as well. The purpose of FISA was to restrict the CIA and the NSA from spying domestically. But Andreessen tries to confuse the issue further by saying, to suddenly turn on them and blanket accuse them of comprehensive illegality and moral horrors is unfair to them, and it lets us off the hook. Is it unfair to accuse the NSA of comprehensive illegality when they lie to Congress, when they violate FISA and the Constitution, and spy on all Americans without a search warrant? Andreessen has been trying to cover for the NSA from the very beginning of the Snowden leaks, trying to muddy the waters by claiming that the NSA critics are too stupid to understand the technology involved.
American citizens, as well as non-American citizens, direct access, no oversight, no court order, these very sweeping claims. And the thing that's been so frustrating from my perspective is this sort of issue of technology in our society and the internet in our society is a central issue. And to talk about it, you actually have to, people have to understand the technology. People have to actually be willing to understand the technology. And the original reporting simply did not understand the technology.
Andreessen saying critics simply don't understand technology couldn't be a bigger lie. Multiple NSA whistleblowers told us about illegal surveillance 12 years ago. William Binney, who had worked for the NSA for over 30 years, who was the global technical director for the NSA, knew exactly what the NSA was doing.
Then when I found out they were starting to do the spying on everybody in the United States, I felt I had to get out of there because I couldn't be a party to that. I would be an accessory to subverting the Constitution. Which, incidentally, in my view, that's what everybody's doing, including that the judge who just ruled that it isn't too awful.
Binney resigned because he understood the technology and did not want to become a criminal. Andreessen wants to muddy the waters with technology issues and say the public doesn't understand the mission, that NSA employees don't understand the legal constraints. And he tweeted that we have a simplified cartoon version of an evil NSA. Well, former NSA technical director William Binney tells us it's not simplistic or cartoon, but the same techniques that he witnessed in totalitarian societies for decades.
That's what I Exactly. That's what I've been seeing from the beginning, only because I had all that experience.
All right, folks. That full report's up at PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWarsNews.com. More banks are now shutting down their ATMs. This is just now breaking. Stay with us. We're going to look at why does the United States...
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancakes.
Either you were with us, or you were with the terrorists.
But I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We're going to take all the guns.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Global governance at last. Is it one world? The central bank is in charge. But are we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
For me, give me liberty or give me death!
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So I began the broadcast at the start of the last hour warning you that HSBC and a whole bunch of other banks are now telling people they can't take out more than $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 at a time and are saying that they're going to file suspicious transaction reports on people that do. And they've already had a whole bunch of different cases, as you know, last year with bail-ins, where as much as 45% of every person's bank account, except insiders, in places like Cyprus, have their money taken out and given to hedge fund owner mafia bosses that literally engineered the collapse of the country. And in the case of Cyprus, they didn't even say the money was owed or there was any type of paper connection. This is beyond selling derivatives into the market, the same mortgage 100 times or more. This is beyond credit default swaps. This is just open thieving with paramilitary government in control, with banks in control of the government, saying either give us unlimited bailout money or we will implode your country. Give us $40-plus trillion in the U.S. alone that's been given to mainly offshore and foreign banks since 2008, or we're too big to fail and we'll bring you down. And then we're told this is our debt, and we've got to pay it for generations. The average person born the year Obama got into office, 2009, owes $1,300,000, the Congressional Budget Office came out last week. Just in 6 years, those six-year-olds owe $1 million-plus. And folks, when they're done, it's going to be $1 billion apiece. Because we're going to be like the Weimar Republic in Germany that brought Hitler to power, where you needed wheelbarrows to buy a loaf of bread, where you'd come in to buy dinner, and you'd want to pay up front because your meal might be twice as much in 2 hours. That happened. That's happening in Zimbabwe right now. This is what happens when criminals run things. They don't just not mismanage things. They want you poor. But first, they've got to have a paramilitary force in place. First, they've got to have police that believe demonstrating is illegal. First, they've got to have a system where you can be disappeared under the National Defense Authorization Act and torture school. And they've got to have a system where they can stage terror attacks and blame it on domestic groups. Remember, I told you years ago, we broke this, that they were shifting from saying gun owners were the main threat, moving it over to just people who are Tea Party folks, period, that you're some type of terrorist. And before that, it was Al-Qaeda, then gun owners, then returning veterans. And then now it's, oh, domestic groups, Homeland Security say they're about to attack. This is in mainstream news that every police department is told, you will be attacked by the Tea Party and veterans. They will use IEDs on you. They will bomb you. So you need these giant armored Iraq trucks to prepare for war, and it's all over the Army Times. It's all over Stars and Stripes. They're normalizing it like it's no big deal. And here it is. First, HSBC halts large withdrawals. Now Lloyd's ATM stop working. That's Zero Hedge reporting on Sky News. That's Fox News in England breaking right now. UK-wide. This is up on Infowars.com as well. You go to DrudgeReport.com. They have it right on the right-hand side, the HSBC article. Now, I told you years ago they were getting ready for this before it started. And why is that? These criminals like to have the law changed or regulation changed, then they have a bunch of boards internationally sign off on it so that when it all ends up happening, they can blame it on thousands of bureaucrats and no one can be held accountable. Do you understand? I mean, I watch these people. This is what I do. I know how they operate. And what I love, the fact is that Chris Jordan comes in now. He knows when something's big in the news to print me old articles, so I already have it. He put together a folder just of five or six articles last year or 2 years saying, get ready for them to charge you to have money in the bank and charge you to use your debit card or credit card. I don't care if you have $100 million in the bank. Your money's worthless because the globalists can get all the fiat digits they want, zeros and ones. The economy isn't about creating value and bringing value to the table. It's not about being honorable and building a better society. And businesses and companies and lawyers and people that are honorable get more popular, and those that aren't get run out of business. Honorable police get supported, and so they can do the right thing. Well, you don't take control of the situation. You get bad police in. They run out the good cops. You get tyranny. And this has now happened. I'm going to open the phones up here in a moment, but here it is. Sky News, Lloyd's Banking Group says problems affecting cash machines and debit cards have been resolved. Isn't that nice? It's a pseudo attempt at capital controls. And what they do is they test it, they send letters to their customers, then people backlash and they stop. But they're conditioning you. This is a military tactic. Before they invaded Panama, I'm no fan of Manuel Noriega, but in the late 80s, but he was a CIA operative trafficking narcotics, and he stopped paying his cut. That's been declassified. So they had that big invasion claiming that they were saving three women that were at a college that were American citizens. When they got saved, it's in the Panama Deception film, they go, no one ever held us hostage. This isn't even true. But the point is that for a month before they invaded, they had U.S. military do drills who were already invited into the country of landing helicopters, taking off, doing shooting drills, dropping grenades, you know, until when they actually invaded, the Panamanian military stood down, thinking it was just another drill. Meanwhile, all of this is going on. Now the Grammys are going to have gay weddings edited on TV, just shoving sexual propaganda in everyone's faces. Children's cartoons, you name it. And it's not because they're even liberal and want equality for, quote, gay people. They want to end the family as we know it. They want to absolutely break the back of society. That's why you see in sitcoms and dramas attacks now on standard nuclear families. And because they have to replace the general Bill of Rights and Constitution that we all had with special rights. Oh, we have new bathrooms for five-year-olds that think they're a boy, a girl, or maybe an animal. Oh, we have to legalize bestiality now. It's for the children. Oh, we have to, teach five-year-olds about daddy, having a husband or whatever. So that people are so concerned and obsessed with all that, that meanwhile, total tyranny is coming in, and you're going to be charged to use your debit card no matter what you do. And everything you do is going to be tracked and controlled, and they use the NSA actuaries on record to be able to predict the future in mass and individual movements almost 100% of the time now. It was 93% 6 years ago. Amazon says it's 100% of the time. Do you hear me? They can now predict and have your package packaging and shipping before you order it. That, how your mouse goes over things, what you bought in the past, your habits. These are war-gamed algorithms. The Internet is actually a giant interface with computers to teach the computers how to be artificially intelligent. I told you this over a decade ago. It's now mainstream news. Interfacing with predictive analytics, but it's not just to know what you want. They can then steer you and test propaganda and see what works. This is the end of free will. And once they have this in place, the robots are coming in to replace us, replace the military, everything. You're not going to have to wait 100 years for Elysium, folks, 10 years, 15 years. They're already reporting in 2014 that most people are going to lose their jobs to robots. What are you going to buy stuff from the robot factories with? Well, see, you're going to get a government stipend or a government job minding other people. They have to take over the economy, shut it down, so you will go into their controlled economy, their socially engineered economy, and can only work through their system because they control you with money. It's called slavery. Total social engineering. 800. When we come back, I'll give you the number because the weekend number is different. It's 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. This is a technocratic takeover.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend. You will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
It's always a tough vote because the average person thinks raising the debt ceiling must mean that we're running up our debt. Raising the debt ceiling, which has been done over 100 times, does not increase our debt. It does not somehow promote profligacy. All it does is it says you got to pay the bills that you've already racked up, Congress.
Just can't pay today.
Toll free number to join us on any of the topics I've raised: the cash withdrawals,
to be Alex Jones,
being restricted. All of it. I'd like to hear what you have to say on that front. What do you think about it? 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. What do you think of the open purging? And it's not just Dinesh D'Souza and the former governor of Virginia for crooked toenails, while basically Obama's roasting children on the White House lawn comparatively. It is announcing, we'll do whatever we want executively. We'll take your guns via executive. We'll open the borders up via executive order. We'll control Obamacare that we got passed selectively. We'll decide what you got to follow and what you don't on a case by case. That's how royalty and communist dictators like Kim Jong-un control people, because they've got laws, but they're all selectively enforced. Katie, bar the door. You are listening to the Alex Jones Show, broadcasting worldwide. Only I can introduce myself by cutting off and interrupting the liner. But we are live on this Sunday edition. I'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing, 11 a.m. Central. But the globalists have committed so many incredible crimes, they're going for broke. And they have an agenda, a program of social control called Cloward and Piven and Agenda 21 that is basically just modern forms of feudalism and serfdom to make you poor so they can politically control you. I don't know how many times I got to explain that. And I know most of you understand that, but we got to get the word out about this. And we got a Bob Barr clip I want to play coming up in a moment. And then we'll also come back in the next segment and go to your phone calls. But I'd like to hear from you. 877-789-2539. Now, stopping right there, this just broke again today, and I'm really starting to get freaked out. First, HSBC in England and Europe announces you can't get your money out of the bank. And says it's no big deal. Then we see a bunch of other people doing this. Lloyds, big banks in Europe and England, ATM stopped working. And now this just broke in Forbes. China halts bank transfers. The People's Bank of China, the central bank, has just ordered commercial banks to halt cash transfers. The notice, for instance, appears to be online portal for Citigroup's Citibank unit for China customers. Man, this is really getting bad. Now, I've been warning you for years about this because I've studied how tyrannies work, and I've been studying what they've been gearing up for through Know Your Customer and the Patriot Act, not just here but worldwide. It's global standardization to literally take money right out of your bank account. No judge, no jury, no nothing. And by the way, when they did it in Cyprus, only insiders and government officials, a few thousand, were exempt, just like the EU bureaucrats are exempt from EU taxes. And you're like, man, that's criminal. Well, you put up with it. Why not? Isn't there a football game on right now? That's what the real men watch. What is it? Is it the, who's playing, the Colts and the Seahawks or something? Says, yeah, I'm not really tough. I mean, I don't even know that. I don't even know. See, I'm not a man, folks. I read legislation. I know how to fire a 50 cal and hit stuff at 200 yards away from my hip. I mean, I'm a really horrible person. I know hand-to-hand combat, folks. I mean, I'm not a man. I don't go watch football all day and feel powerful and get obsessed with a ritualized combat. I get obsessed with foreign banks destroying my entire future and my family's future because I'm a bad person, and I want to apologize to Hillary Clinton right now. Look at how they make her like a movie star. Oh, it's Planet Hillary. Oh, people got to talk to her. An ugly, evil, corrupt witch that everyone grovels to in the controlled, dying media that literally no one watches. MSNBC already had like a 500,000 viewers. That just got cut in half. I mean, local radio has more listeners. Oh, but it's Rachel Maddow. Oh, they're so big. The emperor's beautiful clothes. The emperor's not wearing jack squat. And now I wanted to bring you back to some of the older articles. Could banks charge fees for deposits? Oh, that was an article out of USA Today last November. Oh, could banks charge fees for deposits? That came out the same day in NBC. See, it's a talking point. Financial Times of London, a few days before. This is bigger than the Wall Street Journal. They actually give the orders. U.S. banks warned Fed interest cuts could force them to charge depositors. That's what's going on. They're getting ready for that. Wells Fargo to begin charging customers for deposits. Oh, Infowars.com. Oh, my goodness. Banks warned Fed they may start charging. Zero Hedge. U.S. bank customers to pay for deposits. RT. Oh, that was from last year, too. See? Oh, Alex, don't fearmonger. Everything's all right. If we don't get upset and say no to this... A few years ago, Bank of America started charging $5 to use your debit card. You know, just to use it in transactions. That'd be hundreds of dollars a month, just bare minimum bills, as they try to force employees, everybody else, onto cashless deposits. I'm not against cashless society unless criminals are running it, and they are. They will use it to surveil, abuse, and pilfer you, and you'll be all alone when they do it. Look at the phenomenon of phone bills and cable bills, how they'll try to jack it up slowly, and if you don't notice, they'll jack it way up. This is criminal algorithms being applied with selective enforcement where they act like they didn't know. Oops, I walked in and fell into bed with your wife. Oops, I walked into the bank and walked out with the money. Oops, I walked into your field and stole your watermelons. I mean, this is ridiculous what's going on. And it's happening. Dictatorship, total control. And if we rationalize it, keep saying, it's okay, it's okay. It's those of you that criticize the system. You're the ones causing the problem. When we first reported that, people said we were lying for about a week. And then the mainstream news had to admit they are charging a $5 fee. And then there was a backlash, and so they had to back off of it. But then they came out and said, well, we'll just do it when all the big banks do it. So get ready for all the big banks to do it. And you're like, well, I'll go to a local bank. No, you won't. The Banking Reform Act of a couple years ago is written, and the head of the Texas Banking Association has been public about this, very valiant in the face of this evil, to shut down credit unions and local banks with the regulations. The big banks don't loan money. Have you noticed? They don't need to. They've got unlimited digital money. Fractional reserve banking was only the beginning. Derivatives. And now they just have special drawing rights, SDRs, and now they just have bail-ins. They just take the money out of your bank account. And if you don't like it, well, you must be a terrorist. Our country, I send my reporters out to water treatment plants or to police stations, and they set up a camera to do a stand-up in front of it. It doesn't matter where we are in the country. Cops will come and go, you can't film. It's against the law. I'm going to arrest you. Well, what's the law? Well, there is no law. Why are you giving me a problem? Well, don't we have a First Amendment? No, you don't. Get out of here. Well, cop, let me give you a little newsflash. You don't have a fourth or tenth either, and you're going to get nailed to the wall. If Americans are so stupid as to get rid of every basic canon of a free society, every check and balance that has protected us, we deserve what we get. But what about those of us that fought against this? What do we deserve? Well, we'll be the ones that come after in the first wave. But they're going to get all of you, just like they got Dinesh D'Souza, just like they got the governor of Virginia, anybody who isn't a total traitor or stands in the way of that witch, Hillary Clinton. You know, the Secret Service, when I covered Hillary Clinton meeting secretly with Obama, we knew where they were at Bilderberg in 2008 when she stood down. The Secret Service drove by and pointed MP5s at me on video as I stood there doing nothing to try to intimidate me. You think that's a free country?
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terriganics.
Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
What do patriots do who love freedom, love the real American system, when you're faced with a total criminal takeover where they're openly changing the laws? Which you can have a law saying black people aren't humans again. It doesn't mean the law is lawful or constitutional. You can have a law saying you can, you know, line up all the people in Nazi Germany you want to and shoot them. Doesn't mean it's legal or lawful. I mean, what do you do at a certain point if America's all lost? Do you just leave the nation, as most wealthy people have already done in the last decade? People part of the system have been leaving or getting a redoubt in another country. A lot of them Eastern Europe. A lot of elites are moving to places like Transylvania, Romania. This is real, folks. Most of the big companies on Wall Street have 100-to-1 price-earnings ratios. They're total frauds, total bubble. And they've built the bubble and prepared the bubble to implode everything into it, saying, give us everything when the bubble goes down, or it'll be even worse. And then they conquer us through economic fraud, not through military takeover. But then if you get uppity and don't like the takeover, well, then a paramilitary comes after you. But most people have jobs in the system. It's already that way, but it's really going to be like that soon. Well, hey, don't get in the way of the system. That's the only job we got. This is how they've enslaved us. This is how they've domesticated us. My dog is totally dependent on me to feed it. And that's fine because I love him and take care of him and feed him. But I'm not a dog and you're not a dog. But we've been acting like worse than dogs. I want to play this Bob Barr clip and then go to your calls and then get to some other news. But there is just so much happening right now where our money is being used by all these special interests to build a cage for this country. And it's very, very saddening. Let's go ahead and go to Bob Barr Thursday, 6 hours before the Dinesh D'Souza filmmaker indictments by Eric Holder, undoubtedly for interviewing his Obama's estranged brother, undoubtedly for exposing how the Democratic Party race baits, undoubtedly for making a nice, friendly, wholesome film to bring America together. The party of the Ku Klux Klan, the Democrats, is not going to allow that. They killed Martin Luther King because he wouldn't shut up about how the Republicans were good and pass the Civil Rights Act. And they'll do whatever they have to now. They've moved from white racism to minority racism, and that's what they sell. And you're not going to have a minority like Dinesh D'Souza sell unity. And I talked to Bob Barr about how they might blow his airplane up if he gets back into Congress, which he's in the lead right now. He's the type of guy that'll be afraid, you know, if he wins this year and then he can run for president. I mean, they're scared, folks. If you think Rand Paul's a rock star or Ted Cruz, Bob Barr's even better spoken. He could be presidential. And I told him on air and off air, you better watch out. You've got incredible courage. Thursday, and then came the indictments of D'Souza that night. Here it is.
Alex, I was with some folks just recently, and I pulled out of a file in my office the House resolution, House resolution that I introduced on November 5th of 1997. That was the very first official inquiry of impeachment filed against Bill Clinton. And that was mine, and at the time I think I had 18 co-sponsors was all in November of 1997. And what I did is I took that document, figuratively kind of dusted it off, added a little bit of language to it, and darned if it doesn't sound pretty good with Barack Obama's name in there.
Oh, man. So I think it's safe to say if you get back in Congress, the evidence is already there. You're going to start looking into the inquiry to begin getting the co-sponsors for indicting the president in the House, and I guess he'll be tried in the Senate.
I think it really has come to that. Not it's not something I like to say. When I left the House before, after we impeached Clinton, my hope was that we would never have to go through that process again. But we do. Mr. President, you are not above the law. You cannot ignore the law. You cannot simply violate the law, violate the Constitution, because from a policy standpoint, you deem it appropriate to do so. We don't operate that way in America, and you are not going to be permitted any longer to do that.
Well, listen, we need to get you into Congress. The website, we'll put it up on screen for folks, barcongress.com. That's good. We need to get him in there. There's 40 minutes of that broken into three parts up on Infowars.com. It's red-linked. Obama launches chilling purge against political enemies. D'Souza and Governor McConnell charges part of accelerating crackdown on dissent. And by the way, we had him on Friday. He's going to be back on tomorrow. The head of Project Veritas, the folks that brought down Akron and the rest of them. It looks like the governor of New York is moving to indict them. They've been indicted before in Louisiana and beaten it, exposing the corruption there. And it looks like the governor, Cuomo, Mr. Gangster, said that last week no conservatives, gun owners, or pro-lifers are welcome in New York. I mean, that's like Nazi Germany. You know, no Jews are welcome in Germany or something. I mean, this is hardcore. And now they're going to go after them. I mean, get ready. They'll probably come after me. I'm telling you, we got to stand with all these people. They pled not guilty. They're coming after everyone. O'Keefe called nasty little coward spud by former U.S. attorney. And that's really hardcore. So they're coming after everybody, folks. I mean, I cannot tell you what it's like to know that they can come with guns and badges. These are the people that shipped tens of thousands of guns into Mexico, bragged about it in federal filings, then said they never heard of it, and then the filings CBS got proved it was meant to be blamed on gun owners in America to ban the Second Amendment. They got caught false flagging. That's a false flag attack killing thousands in Mexico, conservatively dozens in the United States. God help us. And listen, the criminals in government are not going to stop. They're going to ruin everything. That's what I got to get through to all you guys. Corruption doesn't just sit in one spot. Either gets better or gets worse. And, I mean, it's going off the edge of a cliff here. It is a game of chicken that I've stayed in this country. It is a game of chicken that I continue to do this because I don't want them to win. And I'm committed and I'm staying here and I'm not backing down. And I'm not here to intimidate people either and do their work for them. But you got to admit what's going on here. Please, folks, all these glitterbug preachers and these big mega churches are government paid for, 501c3, tax exempt status. They're pushing government's line. They're teaching clergy response team, Homeland Security sermons that average people have no idea. I mean, this country is so far gone, folks. The government runs the big churches. It's trying to run everything. I mean, I cannot even explain to you how much trouble we're in. But I believe you're not cowards. I believe you'll learn about this and speak out against it yourself. They can't stop us all, but they're gearing up for open war with the American people. Let's jam in a call before we go to break. Chris in Connecticut, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, great to speak with you. Thanks for your intelligence and your inspiration. You've allowed me to wake up a couple dozen people with the insight that you've been able to give us. So I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. I just want to say this before I forget. We got to impeach Obama to protect ourselves. I mean, I think he may go for actual dictator and not leave. I wasn't saying that before. That's what I meant to say, and I apologize for interrupting. I just keep forgetting to say that. It looks like they think they can go for broke, and it looks like the Republicans may give them the power. We've got to begin the impeachment trial in the House. That could bring Obama down, all the corruption coming out. Sorry, go ahead.
No, agree completely. I think now is make or break for us and for Obama. So I have two quick questions for you, and then I'll let you respond to them. One is you had a guest on the show a couple years ago by the name of Benjamin Fulford, who was talking about this concept of white dragon society, which is supposedly these white hats who are trying to fight the...
No, he works for Forbes. He does get David Rockefeller interviews. He's a real guy. And just because he's hanging out, I'm not saying he's a bad guy, but he's hanging out with the Chinese mafia. Just because our government's a mafia doesn't mean the Russian or the Chinese mafia is good. There's this human trait where just because our system's bad, it doesn't mean the other guys are good either. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that is part of the concern. It's like, is it like one evil taking over the other? I mean, what he puts out every Monday on his website sounds very compelling, but again, yeah, is it like two black hats fighting one another as opposed to white hats?
Exactly. We need to get Fulford on. Guys, get Fulford back on. I don't think he's a bad guy. He does meet with the Japanese and Chinese mafia that run those countries. And I just, you know, they're just as bad. The thing is, the globalists are here running my life. That's why they're problem number one.
Agreed. So the last thing I ask you about is, like, Before It's News has put out something about a false flag at the Super Bowl, and just want to see what your thoughts
they all,
are.
Yeah, that's a very disreputable site, in my opinion. It just constantly puts up, you know, just... I mean, I could say a meteor is going to kill us next week and get 10 million extra viewers and listeners, but then they would discredit me after that. So I'm not going to sit there and I don't want to be the truth tester here where people call me like I'm the food taster and I tell you whether it's good or not. Just figure out the track record for yourself. We'll be right back with more of your phone calls. Stay with us.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
There's only one way to meet a bully, and that's head-on. And the bullies have taken over the society. The foxes are guarding the hen house. No one can deny that. So good men and women of conscience out there at every level, whether you're talk show hosts or newspaper reporters, you got to set aside partisanship right now and get down to the Bill of Rights and Constitution. I mean, I've been a critic of Nixon, a critic of stuff Bush did, but I mean, this is nothing. The entire republic is being erased. And you Democrats better know when they put in some Republican puppet, these foreign interests, Katie barred the door as well. And I'll be critical of that. But I don't even see that happening now. I mean, more and more I've said, man, maybe Obama continues to be worse than I thought he would be. And they're making every preparation like he's not leaving. And they're talking like that, too, at the Huffington Post and places. And the boldness of these scallywags is just, it's something to witness. And you look at China, a journalist activist who mildly criticized the government, was just sentenced to 4 years. We can put that up on screen for TV viewers. A prominent Chinese activist sentenced to 4 years in prison, CNN. Well, I mean, here they just trump up some campaign thing or claim you did something wrong while they openly engage in incredible crimes. That's all the elite have is a bunch of guys in uniforms to come take you away. And they're trying to phase that in. I mean, it's happening. And I look at how sad and weak the average man is out there, acting tough. Men now think it's cool to be like gangsterish and thuggish and into corruption. They're the opposite of knights. They're the opposite of honorable people. And I'm more and more studying history and archetypes realize it is the archetype of the knight that is going to save us. Because if people discover the fact that being honorable and standing against evil is what you're designed to do, it's so addicting. If you get somebody to do it a couple times, it's over. The journey towards the light side will be complete, not the dark side. Man, liberty creates a cornucopia. Tyranny creates a living hell. I didn't get to a lot of the news. I want to jam in as many calls as possible right now. But, I mean, look at these articles. Look at Fox News. Gunfights. Smith & Wesson, Ruger, quit California, will no longer sell their guns after regulations and stamping requirement. They're putting in regulations. Like they said, you can build a coal plant, but we'll bankrupt you with regulations. They're passing regulations all over the country at state level, bankrupting selling in that state. I mean, they're just doing it by fiat. Why not? The president's a dictator. And he's not romanticized like Lincoln, folks. Let's talk to Chris in Kentucky. Then we'll go to Ray, Captain Bruce, Andrew, Tony, Vince, Kim, Max, and others. Go ahead, Chris in Kentucky.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
I'm all right, brother. Thanks for holding. What's on your mind?
I tell you what, you talked about the fiat control. What's next? You go to the grocery store. You have cash? Well, you can't. We don't accept cash anymore. Do you have your RFID check so we could scan, or do you have a thumbprint next? You know,
Oh, yeah. 6 months ago, they wouldn't take 50s. Now they won't take 20s. And act like you're a criminal, these idiots, because they're being told to do it. They want to get rid of cash.
Absolutely, they do. And they want to get rid of cash. You can't have your own garden. And, you're going to buy seeds? Well, you got to have a chip. You better fingerprint. So who has the seeds?
The country is a prison. The country is a prison.
Absolutely, it is. And it's just infuriating me that these people are just so dumbed down like a bunch of zombies out here. We've got to, folks, get real. I reached a handful of people. I've talked to people. I talked to a guy in the military that knows about you. He's got prisonplanet.com across his pickup. I had a conversation with him. Alex, the military's waking up.
I was about to say, the only people awake are the military. You know, I want to bash the cops because they've been taken over by the feds. They're more awake than the public. I mean, the cops are more awake
really
compared
are.
To the public. The public is the problem. Look in the mirror, folks. You've let this happen. Go ahead.
Absolutely. And I tell you what, I want to mention something, too. I saw a train go by today, and it had these 20-foot containers on a flat car that said explosives, U.S. Army. I wonder what's in those and what's the plan.
Man, they got the military running around domestically like the chickens with their heads cut off. And that's why the military's waking up, Chris, because they know they're being trained to literally take on guys in John Deere hats and the training missions. They're training to go after Hank Williams Jr., anybody who's independent, and people that aren't going to bow to what's coming. And they know the good old boys aren't going to go out offensively. They're going to hunt us down. Just like the Green Beret infiltrator or the weatherman got the documents and got them convicted. They talked in those meetings how they're going to kill 25 to 50 million Americans when they take over.
That's the goal.
Well, I got news for heirs and all of them. You better, when all this goes down, buddy, you better get your butt out of this country. That's all I can say, punk.
Yeah, that's true. You better get these punks out of here. You bullies get out of here because you know what? There's an awakening.
We know who you are. Don't think you're going to get away with this. When we take this country back, we're coming for you. Wherever you're at, we're going to dig you out of your rat holes. God bless you. Good to hear from you, Chris. I don't care what happens to me. I want to beat these people on the end. That's what really is animating as a man, is to commit yourself doing the right thing, and you don't care about yourself. You care about victory over evil. That doesn't mean I'm on some high horse either. We got pure evil running rampant all over the place. You people are in grave danger. Don't you see? It's all happening. It's all going to happen, you idiots. You think it's funny? All you men that laugh at this, I know who you are. You're cowards. Let's go ahead and talk to Ray in Texas. Ray, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hey, brother, go ahead.
Yeah, I appreciate all your hard work. Keep it up. Anyway, my question is, how many foreign troops do you think are in this country?
At least 200,000. They've mainlined them all, and it's in the Denver Post. They trained to fight militias. They got Russian, German, Dutch, French, British, Australian. It's unbelievable. It's like 1776 for the Hessians landing.
I got you. And that's probably going to be the enemy that we have to fight.
Well, they're going to have a civil war with the cops and military with us first. And, yeah, then they're going to send those guys in to call the police and military.
Right. And when they unleash those people, maybe then people will wake up.
No, the average man will go out if it's like a football game and they announce their foreign helpers and would actually give their wife to them if they wanted them. The average man out there would literally watch as foreign troops rape their wife and slit their kids' throats, and they would thank them for it. That's how cowardly they are, as long as they could watch the football game. But a lot of people aren't going to stand down, that's why we're listed as the enemy.
Yeah, well, maybe they'll have the Super Bowl in the FEMA camp, so people will have something to do.
Well, listen, 100-to-1 price earnings ratios in the big companies. I mean, what's going to happen with that bubble? What do you think of all these banks shutting down, getting money out all over the world?
It's just a sign of what's coming. They're conditioning us as we speak every day. And do you think there's any chance that they'll double cross Bill and Hillary and run Michelle Obama is our...
Oh, yeah, they could do anything. Right. All these nasty puppets. It doesn't matter which one they put in. But, I mean, here's the deal. The military said no to aiding al-Qaeda in Syria and Egypt, and that's why Obama had to back down. That's why he just purged 300 top officers the last 2 months. The entire nuclear command force, including the guys that launched the missiles, the officers. I mean, they've called from the top generals down. It's a coup, folks. I don't know what to do. I mean, I know more than the average folks at, you know, in the war college, because they practice conventional warfare. I've studied political takeovers. But, man, I mean, this is way above my pay grade. I mean, I'm on the air as one of the main people fighting this, a 40-year-old from Texas. The signs were all there historically. These people have just been in denial, brother. I mean, God, it's like I'm telling people a flood's coming down. The dam broke. A flood's coming towards the town. Get out of the town. It's not rocket science. That's what's so frustrating. History is repeating itself, and people better get hardcore right now and be peaceful and warn everybody and get the word out. God bless you. Captain Bruce, I'm going to have to do some overdrive to take all these calls. Captain Bruce, go ahead.
Alex, I'm calling you from Fort Walton Beach, Florida. We're a huge military area here. I live on the edge of Eglin Air Force Base. I am on the radio just about three or four times a week on AM 1260 WFDW, Fort Walton Beach, Florida.
Awesome.
Repeating most of what you say. I understand what you say. I believe the military understands what you say. My question to you is, after John Corzine and the Biden hug and the bank holiday in 2008, do you believe that even though the NSA controls our corrupt officials like Judge Roberts, will we be able to use current law to stop the corrupted lawmakers at this point?
If we have the moral authority, which we have, if we get the narrative out, the real narrative, people know we're in trouble. They don't know how bad it is. And, I mean, it's bad because, listen, they've committed, folks. They're going ahead with this. That's why I'm so freaked out. They're going ahead with a full takeover. I don't know exactly what that's going to entail, but it looks bad. I mean, every fiber in me has gone past even being concerned now. My gut is in complete, you know, just braced mode now. I mean, this is it, folks. We're going in. I mean, this is it. I'm telling you, I don't know what those I can't explain it. You know, everybody's family's been here a long time. Mine's been here since 1620. I really love America. There's nowhere else to go. And it's just painful. I also grieve to watch this country being shut down by a bunch of traitors that are going to bankrupt us, and the domesticated men and the churches are bought off. They're all going to roll over. And it is just unbelievable, brother. God bless you. I'm gonna go to overdrive for 10 minutes, but I got to go do a test in the new studio for the cameras and satellite tests and some other stuff after that. So we're going to end it at 10 after next hour. Infowars.com for audio feeds if your station doesn't carry it. If not, Lord willing, I'm back tomorrow. But pray for us, folks, because they probably are getting ready to come after me. That's what I'm picking up. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.